Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have an exciting show, and I just have to go by the title, and it's going to work our way up. The hand of the living God is here on earth today. I have to repeat that because that is so powerful. The hand of the living God is here on earth today. And when I was picking the title for today's show, I just thought about the hand of God is here. First of all, the hand of God, and then the hand of God is here. We can see God in everything that we see, outside, inside. From the green grass to the beautiful trees, the sun to the sky, humans, animals, birds, all part of the hand of God. So no one is going to deny that. Anyone who believes in God believes that. But are you like me? Do you believe God himself has a presence here on earth? His actual hand is to help us. And so, how do I believe that? And why do I come to that conclusion? For sure, and that I will tell you about. But let's just go from the previous one. Our Lord Jesus Christ was celebrating a few weeks his birth. While he was here on earth, God the Father was with him, and also the Holy Spirit. The time they went to the mountain. And he told, not for Jesus' sake, but for the apostles that were with him, that listen to my son. And then later on, when John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, a dove went over his head. And again, the Lord spoke history. God was with us. His hand was here on earth with us. Now, we kind of forget that because it was mostly in the Old Testament where, you know, God himself, when the Jews were wandering in the desert, gave them bread. When the prophets were trying to make a point to the God's people, he had fires coming and things moving and everything like that. So how do I know personally? It kind of this weekend came to me. You know, things happen and you really don't know why. And this is my case too. But, you know, we all have our down moments. You know, doing what we're doing, we get criticized, even from our families. They say they don't believe anything I say or anything I do. So I am a human being like anyone, all of us. And it's hurtful. Of course it's hurtful. So I was in that down moment, you know. I've been married for 31 years, so anyone married 31 years knows it's ups and downs. So, you know, right now I consider it a down. And someone is looking for freedom, and it's not me. Now, this could correspond with, the other side, we wanted to say the dark side, trying to destroy us and destroy the people of God. But we're not going to let it happen because you know what? God reveals to me what happened and what it meant. Is first, it happens. And it goes, oh yeah, that's nice. But then you forget about it because it was nice. And some of the things I may say, you may not believe me either. Because it's unbelievable. God, when you believe in him, could do the unbelievable. Look around. We take for granted everything that God has done for us here on earth. We take it for granted. We all do. I do. You go up, you look up, you wake up in the morning, you expect to see a beautiful sunny day, you hope, if not, at least a rainy day, the clouds, the trees, I live in South Florida, so it's still green. Up north, you may be dealing with the cold, but hey, I live down here. You're all welcome to come down here, people from up north. It's like 85 degrees, and it's beautiful. God gave us this. To me, it's my paradise. But God didn't put me here to be a paradise. God put me here and put us all here to save souls. To save souls. That's what God wants. That's his number one mission, is to save souls. We want to save every soul here on earth. That's what God wants. He created us not to go to the bad place, as the TV show would say, but the good place, which is heaven, which we know. And so, the unbelievable. If anyone has listened to my podcast or Block Talk Radio show, I was fortunate and to have all these good things happen to me. And I will be reading from a little book, Longing and Hope, for today, and some missed opportunities and some great good readings from different people. But right now, why do I believe it? And it's like a couple of things where I have a seeing. It's not vision, because it was an actuality, so a hard physical thing where leaves or flower petals, in one case, birds, little baby birds, line up in a triangle. But most of the time, it's an upside-down triangle, and I Googled that and what that meant, and that was the Trinity Shield back in the 5th century. That's when it originally started teaching it that way. So I had no idea what God was trying to tell me, but it kept happening. Once in a while, it was just like the regular, you know, triangle, and that's a normal Trinity that we teach now. But what is God trying to tell me? I keep asking, all do, God, what do you want me to say? Have the Holy Spirit come in me and let me know what I need to say to save souls. Please, I beg of you. And that's what this podcast and Block Talk Radio show is all about, is saving souls. Because our number one concern in life is not how we do, how much money we make, where we live, what kind of car we drive. No. It's how many souls we can save. And it hurts me to say that my immediate family may not be saved, maybe one day. But if ended today, a lot of people would be in serious, and I am not better than anybody else. I am the least among you. I am a sinner. I mean, I can tell you my whole story another time, where you could listen to my podcast, but today is not that day. Today, the Lord wants to tell me that the living God is here on earth today to help us. His hand is here, the hand of God. So, as I was stating, I would keep seeing these, either with leaves or rose petals, not rose petals, but, you know, flower petals that we have up front in a triangle or a triangle shield, either or both. And a bunch of times, it was also in my garage. One time, I have a chair. As soon as you get in the part of the garage right next to my door going inside the house, to sit down and put my shoes on. You know, we're a little older now. So we have to sit down to put shoes on. So I'm putting my shoes, going to leave for work. And then all of a sudden, the garage door was open. And I don't know, I kind of like show it like, or you know, tell it like, remember the old movies where things be like spinning, there would be fire and stuff like that? Well, without the fire, just the spinning. I saw these, and I believe they were leaves, spinning in a circular motion in the air. Not on the ground, in the air, just flying around. And I'm sitting there like amazed, looking at it. Wow, hey, that's neat. And then when it landed, it landed. Exactly. Small leaves, you know, little leaves. They weren't big leaves. And this is, remember, again, this is right next to the inside door of the garage. For something to be spinning like that, it's not a normal occurrence. I can tell you that. I don't think so. If someone knows, you know, I mean, it's not like a twister inside your garage. It doesn't happen, right? But this is what happened. But then I really didn't know what it meant until this weekend. And what it meant that this came from the hand of God himself. Because he could do anything. Look, everything around you. It's beautiful. So, you know, now that we know what it means, what are we going to do about it? Well, we are preparing for Christmas. And we all know, he says, give to those who the least of them. And like, first of all, when I say something, I don't want you to think I'm saying it to make it, well, hey, look at me, I'm better than everybody else. No, it's not that. To do little things, little things. You don't have to do big, grand things. Just the little things that every day that goes on in our lives. At church, at the Mass, they were having a bake sale. You know, we all like bake sales, right? I love the cookies, you know, I have to admit. So they had a deal, a dollar for eight cookies in a little plastic, you know, baggy thing, right? And then I saw this a woman a little bit off on the line. I'm hungry, Pete. I'm hungry. I don't know what else to say, but basically all the word I read was hungry. I said, oh, so I walked over to her and asked if she wants a cookie. And she said, yeah, of course. And then I said, well, which kind would you like? And she says, you know, basically. I said, okay. And then they had oatmeal raisin, they had a chocolate cookie, and a plain cookie. And I figured, well, the oatmeal raisin was the most healthy cookie to give, you know, thinking what's more healthy. So I took it out and gave it to her. And she said, God bless you. And of course, I said, God bless you too. And that's a little thing. But what I was noticing, all those people just came out of church. Not to, I don't want to be judgmental, please. Don't think I'm judgmental. It's just hard to say something and not come off like I'm judging other people. I'm not. But I didn't see a crowd around her with all this food right there. And she's saying, I'm hungry. And we know what the Lord says about feeding the hungry. By clothing the hungry, taking care of the hunger. And that same day, going to work, I only grabbed a couple of things. You know, I had some water, and I grabbed my last banana and threw it in the bag. You know, a snack for later on, right? So again, I'm driving, and then at a stoplight, this man, I see his sign, and it says, I'm hungry. It's part of it. I didn't read the whole sign. So I didn't see the hungry part. So I said, oh, would you like a banana? He said, yeah. So he took the banana, walked away from us, and ate it. So you know what that tells me on both times, and this even happened in the past? They are really hungry. We are judging them like, oh, they're just putting down hungry, but they're not really hungry. Well, if you're not really hungry, you'll put the banana in your pocket and try to get some more money. But no, he walked away because he was hungry. It's a normal occurrence. But he was needed. We see this every day. And I said this once in my podcast. Maybe it's a good idea, and, you know, I forget too, is to have some, you know, a little container with some water bottles and maybe bananas or something, you know, anything to give them. So if someone says they're hungry, here, it's a water bottle and a banana or, you know, a little piece of something. I don't know what else we could give. And because that's the least of it. That's what God wants to see, what's around us. The hand of God is here, and he wants us to help those less fortunate than us, because we are fortunate. We are very fortunate. And I mean, preparing for his coming. And it talks about missed opportunities. And it states here that my days are spent decorating my house as though I'm forever preparing for your arrival. How I hunger for your presence. Yet I take not the time to wait for your coming. And to my great sorrow, you never arrive. Because I refuse to be silent. I cannot hear you. Because I refuse to wait. Too busy hanging up decorations for you. I cannot be for you. Yet in deep wisdom of your presence, lean towards mine. You understand my decorations are symbols of my hunger, and yet you know about the day when my heart swept clean will only decorations needed, and I will listen to your coming like a knight awaiting the day. And it states here, how might I, by my busyness, prepare for the Christ coming today? Well, as I said, you probably see it all the time. I'm sure whatever church or synagogue you go to, there's hungry outside. Aside. Don't assume or judge that they are just scam artists. Because what? These people who say they're hungry, they're really hungry. Now, they are misfortunate. We don't know why they got into this situation. But God does not tell us to ask them why. God just tells us to feed them. Feed the hungry, those least of them. You're taking care of me. And for today's reading, it says longing and hope. As the days of Advent draws close to our gospel reading, focus on events immediately preceding the birth of Jesus. Today, the reading reflects the Advent and themes of waiting and longing and desire and hope. Zachariah and Elizabeth were good people, but I suspect after years of longing and desire, they are giving up hope of ever having a child. They were all advanced in years, and the angel Gabriel promised Zechariah that because your prayers has been heard, your wife Elizabeth. Zechariah was fearful. He couldn't believe the good news. His faith wasn't up to the challenge. I can sympathize with Zechariah. There are times when, like him, I find it hard to believe that God can do anything in my life that is great. And that's the story I gave. Wow, what a miracle. The hand of God in my garage. Who would think? My garage. And guess what? My family doesn't believe any of this. So my wife just keeps pulling in the garage, pulling out of the garage, pulling in the garage. You know, one time, we have these iguanas all around our house in South Florida, of course. That's one of the things. And it's one, this really huge iguana. And my wife come out. My wife is holding something in like fearful. And this iguana was in the garage. Now, I could speculate why he was in the garage. Because when I went out to, you know, like shoo him away, he just ran away. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone. But he, I believe, and this is only speculation on my part, was trying to show my wife, here, look at this. This is from the hand of God himself. But we all, she never got that point. Matter of fact, I asked her now about that story. She doesn't even recall it. And, you know, what can I say about that? Can't even recall it. So how can I strengthen my faith and hope so that God can do great things in my life? Simple thing. Giving the cookie to the older woman. Handing the banana to the man on the street. Those are little things. And I do not say that for self-proclaiming myself. I won't even say it. Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have said it. But through the Holy Spirit, God tells us what to say. This show is not for me. This show is for God. And for the listeners who believe in God, and maybe a few of you who do not. Because I tell you, as I'm sitting here talking to you, there's no doubt that there is a God. And we always believe, well, God is in heaven. But he still has his hand in things here on earth. He is the living God. Through all of history, he was around. He was around with Jesus. Listen to this. Listen to my son. He gave the voice of God, right there, where his apostles could hear. And then when John the Baptist was baptizing our Lord. So, and then the Holy Spirit and gave them all tongues after. So the living God and the Trinity, the God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one God is here on earth for us. You know, I was talking and what we could do, you know, how we could help people. Not to put a commercial in here, but I was hearing a story. To give full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors and vice president of a small charity. And it's called Ariel Anchor Cancer Foundation. And we only have 3 board members now. We have Diane, who is our leader, and she lost her daughter at a young age about 10 years ago. And that's why Ariel was her daughter's name. Then we have Monica. Monica, I've known over 6 years. I think it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago on Christmas. Me and my wife and Diane went over to her house to give her little son presents. And he had a brain tumor. We thought he was fighting, getting better. But just like all cancer, somehow it seems to come back. So it came back. So this year, he's on his deathbed. All he wanted was to make his 9th birthday. So this past January 4th, he made his 9th birthday. The following day, he passed away and went to heaven. But Monica is a strong lady, very strong. She has 2 other children. So we helped her when it was in need because she had to be with her son. And they were still having bills, still had to pay the light bills, still had to pay every bit of the bills for the food, for the kids, everything. So we help. That's what we do. I say it's the crack in the wall. You know, we have these great charities, for example, St. Jude, where Monica actually was there for 6 months. But guess what was happening? While she was there and staying at a Ronald McDonald house, her kids were back home. The older one was in taking care of the younger sister. But they still had to have food, still had to have light and rent. And Monica, as a single mom, could only do so much. She couldn't work while she was away with her son at St. Jude's. And so that's where we come in, the crack in the wall. You know, you see this beautiful big wall all built up. But even beautiful big walls, eventually, they get cracks. So our job as a charity is to fit a total beautiful wall. So, you know, this time of year, we're all thinking, what can we do to help? Well, that's one crack we could help. She was telling me when she was at St. Jude's, first, she stated what she appreciated what they did, the medical care they gave for free, all the medical care. And the Ronald McDonald House, well, it wasn't, let's say, how we would think would be a good thing to go at the time. First of all, apparently, which I didn't even know, St. Jude's is located in Memphis, Tennessee, but it's not in a quite good area. For some reason, Ronald McDonald's house was always like downtown Miami or Fort Lauderdale here locally. And the neighborhoods is not, it's not where, let's say, the people with wealth hang out. And taking Ronald McDonald house, you had to kind of bring your own parts and pans on the plane because, you know, the people who used it didn't really clean them. And then you had to go to a store out where, could I say this word, but only word I know is the ghetto. And a ghetto store where it didn't look too safe. And you had to bring your child because there was no one looking after your child. You were there with your child and that was it. So whatever age you went, her little child, her little son, had to go with her into the slums. You know? But I see the time that we only have 90 seconds left. So I want to God bless you all this holiday season. And welcome back to Block Talk Radio. And this, you know, remember, the hand of the living God is here on earth today to help you. And we need to help those less fortunate people than us. That should be our goal. And on that note, it's giving me the last 60 seconds. Have a beautiful day. God bless you all.